Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.com. Sorry, .org. Today I'll be sharing on learning to receive forgiveness, lessons from David. The Bible says in 1 John 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you notice, the Bible does not categorize sin as we do. Sin is sin. And when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ephesians 1:7, and I read, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So why do some believers beat themselves up after doing wrong? They have repented and confessed it to the Lord, yet they go back to keep reminding the Lord of what they have done wrong. This is not to encourage sin. As I have made this clear in some previous podcasts, Jesus came for sin. Romans 8 verse 3, and I read, for what the Lord could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God said in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Deceitfulness of sin can harden the heart, which can be very dangerous. Hebrews 3 verse 13, and I read, but exhort one another daily, why it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sins. Jesus paid the heavy price for sin. Because we love him, we walk worthy of him. We should also remember that sometimes sin has consequences, although the Lord has forgiven us. Now back to my point. David was under the old covenant and he sinned. This account can be found in 2 Samuel 11. The Lord sent prophet Nathan unto him. Now let's look at David's response in 2 Samuel 12, verses 13 to 16. And I read, and David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and laid all night upon the earth. Now, notice verse 16. David went back to God immediately. This is how much David trusted in the goodness and mercy of God. The Bible says the Lord delights in mercy. Micah 7 verse 18. Once more, prophet Nathan delivered the message and said, God hath put away thy sin. He shall not die. What did David do? He went straight back to God and began to fast and pray to see if God would change. Basically, he had confidence towards God. He had received his forgiveness. David went ahead and had more children for Bathsheba. Bathsheba had more children for David. According to scripture, Bathsheba had four more children. This can be found in 1 Chronicles 3 verse 5. David received his forgiveness and moved on with the Lord. He also wrote us many psalms that still bless us today. Oh, the mercy of God. Peter is another example in the New Testament. Can you imagine? Someone you spent time with, prayed together, deny you three times that they don't know you. This is what Peter did to Jesus Christ our Lord. This can be found in Matthew 26 verses 69 to 75. The Lord forgave him. Peter wept bitterly and repented and moved on with the Lord. This same Peter's shadow healed the sick. Why? Because he received his forgiveness. As a matter of fact, Peter was the first apostle to see Jesus after the Lord rose from the dead. This can be found in Luke 24:34 and 1 Corinthians 15 verse 5. This shows how much the Lord desires to restore his people. So, this is my short exhortation today. If you have repented and confessed your sin, the Lord has forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself and move on. Stop condemning yourself. Someone is waiting for you to rise up again. Jesus Christ paid the price. You have repented and you have been forgiven. You have a great future. Pick up yourself and walk in his grace. Let the Lord accomplish what he wants to through you. Remember that the giftings and callings of God are without repentance. Someone is waiting to be a beneficiary for what the Lord has called you to do. Thanks for listening.